You know, I feel like most of my brain that used to go, like when I was a kid, you know, you're going into school, you're a kid, and like when you're a kid, most of your brain power is dedicated to like fantasy and masturbation, if you're me. And all the bullshit shit you like as a kid, but also a lot of it is just crammed with all this bullshit school makes you learn, right? The stuff that you know, okay, I'm never gonna need this. I'm never gonna be like, oh wow, I'm so fucking glad I learned whatever, you know, no offense, Nat, but like whatever obscure math thing that I'm just never gonna use because I just use my calculator and then I go on with my life. Because I'm just not a big math person, but you know that kind of stuff where you're like, or you're learning history and you're like, most of this will not be important, but you have to memorize it, obscure dates and things like that. And that inhabits a big fucking part of your brain because it has to. And now I've realized as an adult, like, that part has just all but disappeared. And I'm just wondering, what has everyone else filled that part of their brain with? Like the rest of y'all don't remember that shit either, right? So like what's in that part of your brain now? What has inhabited that space? Is it greater and higher levels of education? 'Cause that's not the case for me. More banks for porn and just in time for 2020. Pornhub Premium is free. Sign me up. I didn't need to know that geography. Sorry, teachers. Your efforts were wasted. Their efforts truly were wasted. And so were your teachers' efforts wasted. If you're here listening to this with me, hey everybody, it's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back, of course we are, for another Drunken Dangerous. And I'm here to fucking read the shit out of some more weird ass fairy tales. Yep, and you're here to listen, hopefully, or you stumbled on this by accident. This isn't porn. Click on a different link. It's not porn. Well, I mean, I guess something is everybody's. Well, that everybody has a wait, hold on. There's a fetish for everybody. Something is someone's fetish. Whatever, I don't care. I can't think. I'm super high. If that's your fetish, you're good to go because I can't think for shit right now. There's a fetish for everyone, right? So that could be somebody's thing that gets them off. Me rambling and fucking shit up. I hope you enjoy. Fucking. And you know the thing is, I'm not cutting it out. I don't. I have to be my honest self, even if that's just fucking awful. Hey, you're still here too. You have no one to blame but yourself. I was blaming you before this even began. Before you even clicked, I was thinking, sending that psychic feeling like it's your fault. I'm joking. You're wonderful. Thank you for being here. Okay. Now, I usually am not very optimistic that when we start a story, it's going to be better than the last story we read, because so often it ends up just being really fucking negative and like, I'll think it's okay, and then some animal's dying, or, you know, just the worst thing is happening and people are burning to death, and you're like, oh, that's a thing that happened. How very 2020 of you. And in this case, the last one was so vile. I really, you know, as bad as the possible racism was, I still choose to think it was just being dirty is gross. And so the king couldn't possibly fathom that a dirty person could not be dirty at some point because he had very low IQ. That's with all the inbreeding. It makes perfect sense. Okay. Inbreeding has led to some very stupid people. She's also the size of like a tiny thing with their stuff was all in a nutshell or something. And her dad was rapey, and the whole thing was awful. The rapey dad thing was by far the worst. He's like, it was awful. The whole thing was just repugnant. It was disgusting. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. In a way, it was almost worse than Snow White because, as bad as it was that these people are perving on a 7-year-old, at least, like, they weren't blood related to her, you know? Like, that made it way fucking worse, you know? Like, it's bad enough you're a pedo, but this dude's like a fucking pedo. And it's for his own kid. Like, that's fucked, man. That's fucked in a way that, like, Grimm, I didn't even think Grimm would stoop that low, dude. I thought that was something you would get. Like, after he killed the dog and, like, had it skinned and shit, I'm like, okay. Okay, Grimm's kind of fucked, right? Like, but now we're going on to, like, some Stephen King hardcore level shit where you're like, damn, it was incest the whole time. And then, like, everyone you like in the story dies. That's how it goes. Just terrible. So, due to the depravity of that story, I actually am optimistic that this story that we read can't possibly be, unless, of course, I say this with a caveat, unless it is a retelling of that story, which so often these are, in which case it's probably going to be really similar. If it's anything but that, or like part two of it, you know what I mean, the average things. If it's anything but that, I am fairly optimistic that it will not be as bad as it could be. I think that it will not be as bad as last week's story. I think it is going to be a better reading this time, with happier endings and less mental trauma after the fact, where you literally, if you're me, go around to other people in your life who don't listen to this series and have no interest in Grimm's fairy tales and go, dude, you would not fucking believe this fairy tale I read the other day. And people are like, what the, a fairy tale, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, you would not. The dad wanted to bang his own kid, and he was like, told the kid, like, hey, guess what, good news, I'm gonna fucking bang you. And they're just like, why are you telling me this? I'm like, because it's horrible. I don't know, it's like when you taste something gross and you're like, you taste this too. It's like, no, you suffer too, you suffer with me. Misery loves company. Well, that's when it's particularly bad, when I feel the need to just traumatize other people by the retelling of it. Like, dude, you would not believe this sick shit that they peddle it as a classic. This is a classic? This is some depraved fucking shit. People say the Saw movies are torture porn. This shit's torture porn. What the hell? Pretty depraved. Like a lot of my content. But my content makes more sense, theoretically. Suspend your disbelief. Okay. Now, I'm very excited to read the title. The title of this story. I'm sorry. It's just really dumb. And I have to say it out loud. And it's so dumb, and I feel like it's gonna make me laugh. Okay, so there's E's. I think they're hard E's, not like not meant to be pronounced. That's so dumb. Oh, you know what's kind of like? Okay, do you ever go to a restaurant and the food's like really good, but everything on the menu is given, like, the most retarded fucking name in the world, and, like, you can't just order it by, like, what it is. You have to say the stupid fucking name. Like, the price to pay to order that delicious food is to sound like a fucking idiot, because those words have to come out of your mouth, and you know you sound like a hug the hun the hun the as you say it, but you say it anyway because you're like, fine, I'll dance for you, I'll be your little monkey, I'll say this stupid fucking name. But you both know we fucking hate it. Like, let me just say what it is. Maybe say your stupid fucking thing. Like Starbucks is like, oh, the size, the fucking size, like small, medium, large. Like, I don't care if you say small, medium, or large. I think it's stupid. Just say their stupid fucking name. Those names aren't as dumb. But if it was like, you know, this fucking name, which I will say now because I'm going to force myself to do it. Hurley Burley Bus. It's got to be like German or something, right? Like Hölle Berlefuss. Or it's Earl Burrow Butt. Earl Burrow Boots. Oh god, I said Earl Burrow Boots. I don't know, it's horrible. I hate it. Earl Burrow Butts. But I'm going Earl Burrow Butts. That's my favorite. I refuse to try to say it pronounced it correctly because fuck this shit. Fuck it. I'm too high. I couldn't even do this sober. Fuck this shit. Okay. Earl Burrow Butts. I'm sorry. I'm trying to take this seriously. I think if I get a little more high, it will help. I got this, you guys. Earl Burrow Butts has nothing on me. I got you, Earl Burrow Butts. You can't make me laugh anymore. I'm done. I'm done laughing. I'm done. Once a king got lost during a hunt, and suddenly a little white dwarf appeared before him.
Your Majesty,
he said,
if you give me your youngest daughter, I'll show you how to get out of the forest.
The king consented out of fear. Out of fear? He's like a dwarf. The king consented out of fear. Maybe he knows the rules of, like, the forest, which is basically anytime a little humanoid creature tells you to do something, you better do it or you're cursed for a bajillion and a half years. Even if they ask you for something ridiculous, you better fucking do it. So of course he's scared. I'd be scared too. That's some fucking bullshit. Like, for real. Okay, so he said, if you give me your youngest daughter, I'll show you how to get out of the forest. Maybe he just has GPS. So, you know. Anyway, he consented out of fear because he's a shitty fucking dad and a little pussy-ass coward. That's what I say. Like, for real, you suck. You fucking suck, you little pussy-ass bitch. You're the king. You better at least not give him, like, your daughter. If he comes to the castle, you better fucking pull back on that deal and send your knights out to cut his head off. Like, fuck that shit. Stop him before he can curse you. Kill him. Kill him. Oh, that's really bad. I shouldn't say that, but fucking kill him. Do it. He's clearly evil. He's Earl Burrow Butts. You can't trust him. You trust anyone with the name Earl Burrow Butts? I don't think so. Okay, so yeah. And the dwarf helped him find his way. As he took leave of the king, he cried out,
I'll be coming to fetch my bride in a week.
Wow, how nice of him to, like, give him time to prepare. When the king reached home, he was sad about his promise because his youngest daughter was his favorite. Wait, so like if it was like his least favorite daughter, he'd be like, eh, fuck that hoe. Should have been nicer to me, huh? Yeah, that's right. Should have given me a hug now. Shouldn't have been so embarrassed even to walk in front of me, right? Now you're marrying to a dwarf. I don't give a fuck. But yeah. I guess being dad's favorite doesn't earn you shit. He'll just sell you to a dwarf because he's scared of short people. I don't know. His daughters noticed how sad he was and wanted to know what the cause of his worry was. Finally, he had to tell them that he had promised the youngest of them to a little white dwarf in the forest and that the dwarf would be coming to fetch her in a week. However, they told him to cheer up, for they would lead the dwarf on a wild goose chase. I mean, honestly, there's so few, like, rules in these stories. They fluctuate all the time that I feel like you could potentially lead this dwarf on a wild goose chase forever, right? Like, you could just keep making more and more insane rules. And for whatever reason, these people never argue. They just follow them. Where they're like, so you have to eat a mountain of bread. It wasn't like him saying, hey, wait a second, we had a deal. It's like, fine, I'll do it. And then they do it, but like, I couldn't do that shit. I'm guessing you couldn't either. So we'd be stuck. We would just be screwed over. I don't think that's fair. But in these rules, I think they could do it. They have no fucking rules, you know? It's all anarchy up in these kingdoms. It's ridiculous. Size is changing constantly. People having magical powers out of fucking nowhere. It's just bizarre. Okay, let's continue. Let's see what happens. So, finally had to tell him, hey, I'll sell you guys off to fucking dwarves because I'm so scared. Yeah, so the leading one a wild goose chase. That's it. When the day came for the dwarfs' arrival, they dressed a cowherd's daughter in their clothes and set her down in their room. Well, he shouldn't know the difference, but are they literally selling a woman off to this guy? That's really fucked. Like, it doesn't solve your problem if you just screw someone else over. I mean, I guess if you have no conscience, but, like, unfortunately, for my career in politics, I do have a conscience, so I couldn't do that. But yeah, apparently a cowherd's daughter, being that this is back in the day, she's worth practically nothing, right? She's got no status. Cowherd's daughter might as well be a cow. Let's milk her for all she's worth, but bum-bum-tsh. All the jokes I make. Brought to you by Dad Jokes. Okay. Where the fuck am I? Oh, yeah, yeah. If someone comes to fetch you, you're to go with them, they ordered, and they themselves left the house. What a bunch of bitches! They're totally gonna fuck over this girl! This girl better not be so dumb that she stays there. What a bunch of cunts! God the fuck! You know what? They should all be married off to that dwarf now. Fuck them. Like, what a bunch of jerks. I have to hope maybe that, like, the cow herd's daughter is just a terrible fucking person. Just, like, a huge bitch, so she has it coming. But maybe then they're still good people. If I really, really stretch. yep. No sooner had they left than a fox entered the castle and said to the maiden, "Sit down on my furry tail, hurl bro butts." "Off to the forest," the maiden sat down on the fox's tail, and he carried her out into the forest. When they came to a beautiful clearing where the sun was shining very bright and warm, the fox said, "Get off and take the lice out of my hair." Oh, what the fuck, like, that's gross, like, no, I'm sorry, this seems like a really terrible Tinder date, right, where you're, like, cuddling on the couch, and you're like, I really want to take the next step, he's like, yeah, me too, I'll be right back, make yourself comfortable, and he brings out, like, the fucking red and, like, fucking comb. And he's like, "I can't get him on myself, babe." Why the fuck did my brain go there? I apologize. But if you want this role play, go fuck yourself. It's not going to happen. I won't make that. I refuse. Insects are disgusting. I don't like insects. I will not make that role play. Sorry. I apologize. Okay. I need to get through this. Hurlboro butts. I need to get through Hurlboro. Hurl. Can't say it 10 times fast. Hurl burl butts. So stupid. Okay. Pick the lice out of his hair. The maiden followed his orders. And the fox laid his head on her lap so she could louse him. That needs to be a sex thing. Lousing, you know, kind of like... Like, what is it? Cucking. You got lousing. What's lousing? Where, like, a bunch of people fornicate on your head. Is that lousing? Like, you just kind of lay there, unaware, while people fuck on top of your head. That would be lousing, I think. That'd be really difficult, though, unless you're, like, comatose for people to really do that. Lousing. We've created it, ladies and gentlemen. You're all welcome. Clearly the most important creation I will ever make in my entire life. While she was doing this, the maiden said, "When I was in the forest yesterday about this time, it was more beautiful.
"What were you doing in the forest?" the fox asked.
"Oh, I was tending the cows with my father."
"So you're not the princess. Sit down on my furry tail. Hurl burl butts. Back to the castle."
I love how serious he is. So dumb. The fox carried her back and said to the king,
"You've deceived me. That was a cowherd's daughter. I'll come again in a week and fetch your daughter."
At the end of the week, the princess dressed a goose herd's daughter. A goose herd, geese are from hell, so Satan's daughter. A goose herd's daughter would be Satan's daughter. Tell me I'm wrong. Geese are from hell. The goose herd is the person who leads hell, who's Satan. So, Satan's daughter. Cool. Now mentioned as Satan's daughter, not goose herd's daughter, because we all know the truth. At the end of the week, the princess dressed Satan's daughter in splendid garments, sat her down, and went away. Then the fox came again and said,
"Sit down on my furry tail, hurl burl butts."
Off to the forest. When they arrived at a sunny spot in the forest, the fox said once more,
"Get off and take the lice out of my hair."
So nice. As the maiden was lousing the fox, she sighed and said, "I wonder where my geese are now."
"What do you know about geese?"
"Oh, I take them to the meadow every day with my father."
"So you're not the king's daughter. Sit down on my furry tail, hurl burl butts. Back to the castle."
I think we all need to just make up fucking bullshit words before we literally do anything. That's so stupid. Oh my god. I know it probably has some kind of, like, meaning to the people whose, like, society created this story, but it's dumb as fuck. I'm sorry. To me. To my ignorant ears, it's just so stupid and it makes me laugh because I'm also high and also stupid. The fox carried her back and said to the king,
"You've deceived me again. That was Satan's daughter. I'm going to come again in a week, and if you don't give me your daughter, you'll be in for trouble." Oh, he's going to rape the king.
The king became frightened because of course he did. He's a little pussy-ass bitch. And when the fox returned, he gave him the princess.
"Sit down on my furry tail, hurl burl butts. Off to the forest."
She had to ride on the fox's tail, and when they got to a sunny place, he said to her,
"Get off and take the lice out of my hair."
However, when he laid his head in her lap, the princess began to cry and said,
"I'm a king's daughter, and yes, yet I must louse a fox. If I were sitting at home now, I'd be looking at the flowers in my garden."
Then the fox knew that he had the right bride and turned himself into the little white dwarf. He was now her husband, and she had to live with him in a little hut and cook and sew for him. Fuck that dick bag. This lasted a good long time, not a good time for her, though, I guess. And the dwarf did everything he could to please her, except not be a disgusting dwarf person she was forced to marry and who probably raped her. One day the dwarf said to her,
"I've got to go away, but 3 white doves will soon come flying here. When they swoop down to the ground, catch the middle one. Once you've got it, cut off its head right away."
What the fuck? Cut the dove's head off. Still better than incest rape murder thing, but ew, cut its head off. Come on, man. Why?
"But pay attention and make sure you've got the middle dove or else there'll be a disaster."
What? You know what? Fuck you. How about I don't kill any of the doves because fuck you, asshole. I don't owe you anything because you abducted me. Creep. The dwarf departed, and it didn't take long for the 3 white doves to come flying toward her. The princess paid close attention and grabbed the middle one. Then she took a knife and cut off its head. No sooner was the dove lying on the ground than a handsome young prince stood before her and said,
A fairy cast a spell over me, causing me to lose my human form for 7 years. Then I was to fly by my wife as a dove. Between two other doves. I like that he just coordinated this as a human dove with, like, these random-ass doves who have nothing to do with him. Like, how many years did it take for him to train these doves to, like, coordinate to fly to his love? How did he fucking know? This sounds like a bullshit-ass story to me.
Yeah, I was to fly by my wife as a dove between two other doves.
Okay. That's some monkey paw fucking shit there.
And she would have to catch me and cut off my head. If she didn't catch me, or if she caught another and I flew by, then everything would be lost, and I would never be saved for some reason. That's why I asked you to pay attention, for I'm the White Dwarf, and you're my wife.
What the fuck? What? Fuck. So, let me get this straight. So he was the White Dwarf, but he turned himself in three doves so he could get his head cut off. Whose rules were this? Was he cursed to be a dwarf or a white doves? Why was he a dwarf sometimes? Why could he change his form? Why couldn't he turn himself back into a prince? What kind of curse is that? Like, what are the other... Is he also the other two doves? Like, if he knows what has to happen, why couldn't... If he can change the... Why can't he talk if he's the birds too? Are the other birds not him? Is he all three birds? I don't understand how the bird thing works. Or why he was a dwarf at all. Why wasn't he just birds? I don't understand any of this. And she's suddenly delighted. Why? Because he's not a dwarf or birds? But he was a cursed prince? Like, why did he have to go, give me one of your daughters? Why wouldn't he just be like, I'm a prince. If I turn to these doves, cut my head off and I'll be a prince again and you'll be richly rewarded. Why not do that? Why, like, fucking force this some fucked up shit? Kill you as doves? What is that shit? Oh, here's the last bullshit line, too. The princess was delighted, and together they went to her father. When he died, they inherited the kingdom. Yeah, jack yourself off. Intermission. Well, it wasn't as bad as the last one, but that was some weird-ass fucking shit. Hurl Burl Butts kind of grew on me. Hurly Burly Boots. Neither one is correct. I'm just saying shit now. Hurly Burly Boots. You're not allowed to judge me for this content because this is intermission, so you shouldn't even be paying attention. You should be peeing or something. Like, if you've been listening this whole time and you haven't peed yet, like, you are dehydrated. Please do yourself a favor and hydrate. Or don't. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm not your mother in this audio. I could do an audio where I play your mom and I'm comforting you. What do you think? Would that be a good audio? You know? I think that'd be a good audio. Let me know in the comments below if you would like me to make that audio. Because I think that could be really sweet. You know? Like, yeah, I think that could be really sweet. Which is like, it's a really weird time to bring that up though. Whew. Okay. I hope you enjoyed that intermission as much as I did. And hopefully as much as we also enjoy this next story, which is just, it's going to be fantastic, I'm sure. Although, can I be fair? At least Hurl Burl Butts was like a thing that made me think. And I'm like, okay, they tried, right? Even if it sounds kind of silly, they tried. So, points. This one is, like, the least creative title ever. Like, a lot of my titles for my role plays in YouTube have to just be titled a certain really specific way to kind of fit with what people will search. Because if I give it, like, a creative title like a book, unless someone's already, like, subscribed, they're probably not going to be looking for it. But if I was, like, writing a story, I'd probably try to come up with, like, a creative title for it that gave you something intriguing to think about. But then this one, The King with the Lion, sounds like the way a child would summarize a story. Like a two-year-old, you know? Hey, you tell me what that was about. The King with the Lion. You're like, oh, I got the title. Like, really? Don't want to, like, maybe think over a couple other things for a bit before you just settle on that one. Maybe something symbolic. No, just the King with the Lion. Okay. So let's see, the King with the Lion. You think anyone's getting vored to death? Let's see. A young prince sat with his bride-to-be and said,
I'm going to give you a ring in my picture, and I want you to carry these things to remember me and to remain true to me. My father is deathly ill.
Oh, I'm sorry, my voice was better. And has asked me to come to him. Sorry, that was a COVID. He wants to see me one more time before he dies, and I become king. So I want you to go home now. Go. Upon saying this, the prince rode off and found his father on his deathbed. Right before he died, he asked his son to marry a particular princess after his death. The prince was so depressed and loved his father so much that without thinking about it, he said yes. And right after that, the king closed his eyes and died. Hey, there's this crazy thing called going back on your last word for a dead guy who won't know the difference. I highly advocate for that. What he asked for is insanely manipulative and weird. What are you, like, mentally jacking to the thought of your, like, son fucking this chick? Why the hell are you like, you have to marry this princess? Fuck you, old man. Fuck you. You're dead for a reason. Why karma? Why karma? Because you're the son of a bitch that'll tell me to do this shit, I swear to God. Maybe it's some weird kingdom political thing, but fuck you too anyway. I'm not gonna run the kingdom how you fucking want. I'm fucking ruling now, bitch. Long live the new goddamn king. Fucking let the dead people rule your fucking life. Seriously. Same goes for everyone, right? Past, don't let it rule your life. But then also don't be a fucking dickbag like the fucking dead king. Seriously, or people will cheer your death, just like this dead king. Asshole, God. But also, please tell me in the comments below also, because I actually do read these things. If you would do the same thing, would you follow your now dead, insanely narcissistic parents' wishes and marry this rando person you don't want to marry? Or would you marry your true love? Would you acquiesce to the promise you made to your now deceased father, who's fucking weird and manipulative from beyond the grave? Or would you be a real man slash woman slash person slash brave ass motherfucking being and actually do what makes you happy? Wouldn't that really be like the sign of a true courageous individual? No? No, apparently not. You better do what your fucking weird ass dad tells you to do, you fucking little pussy. After he was acclaimed king and the mourning period ended, he had to keep his word. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No one else was there. No one fucking knew. He didn't. If he didn't, who was going to hold him accountable? Who? And asked permission to court the other princess who had been promised to him. Meanwhile, the first bride had heard that the prince was courting another princess, and she grieved so much that she almost died. Now, did she really almost die, or is that, like, what you tell him? Because, like, we all get a little hyperbolic. I was so sad I almost died. So sad. Her father asked her why she was so sad and told her all she had to do was ask him for what she wanted, and her wish would be granted. So the princess reflected for a moment, and then she asked for 11 young women who completely resembled her in size as well as in stature. Oh my god, she is having herself masturbatory gangbang with a bunch of women that look like her because she's that narcissistic. She's always wanted an orgy of herself with herself. It's not going there, but it should. Like, think Multiplicity, but it's just a huge sex scene. Like, orgy scene, you know? Hell yeah, that is happening. 11 young women, she's like, she's finally exploring her bicurious side. Go. It's kind of weird they all look like you, but all right. Maybe that's more like, you know, start with something you're familiar with, which is your own body. You know? Just don't make her, like, refer to herself as you. Then it starts to get a little weird. It was already weird when it started. It started with Hurl Burl Butts. If you're still here, you have no one else to believe yourself. Okay, so people keep dying left and right out of sadness, which I've never done. I've been sad, but I'm starting to think I've never really been sad in my entire life, because even when I've cried extremely hard, I've never almost died from crying. Like, and if I haven't done that, have I ever really been sad? I'm starting to believe from these fairy tales that's a fairly common occurrence. People die from sadness, and like young people too, not just old people whose time has come. It's like, you know, they'll be betrayed. Like, I've been cheated on, and it fucking felt like a knife to the heart, but it wasn't a literal knife to the heart. I didn't literally almost die. Like, that's insane. So, it happens all the time. So I don't think I've really been sad, you know? I don't know. I haven't almost died before from sadness. Or maybe I have, and I just didn't know. Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it. Just really lucky. Let's see. I'm forgetting. Oh yeah, so she won 11 young women who completely resembled her in size as well as in stature. She got them. They need to have those big old titties. They gotta be thick. You gotta fill out those jeans. So the king had his men search for the 11 young women throughout the entire kingdom. And when they were all together, she dressed herself in hunter's clothes and had the 11 dressed the same way so that all 12 of them were completely alike. Shortly thereafter, she rode to the king, her former bridegroom, and requested a position for herself and the others as hunters. The king didn't recognize her, but because they were such handsome people, he gladly granted the request and welcomed them to his court. So, he thinks they're all men? Because they're dressed like hunters, so... Is it just because they're not makeup and, like, he just thinks, wow, what a bunch of hot-looking twinks. Like, let's just be honest. They look like a bunch of really feminine guys. Like, if he is really that easily fooled, like, they just tuck their hair up in a hat, like in a ponytail, he's definitely the fucking target for Superman Clark Kent. We're like, what? Was you all along? It's the same guy. Where he's just like, what fine strapping gentleman. Like, one of them was like your fucking fiance and he doesn't recognize you with a fucking hat on and like a vest. Inbreeding. All of these people. Every single one. It explains all of their actions. They're dumb. They're just all dumb. They've all been banging each other just like that story we read the last time. All right, let's continue torturing ourselves. I apologize for wandering off the track. I'm a real Hurl Burl Butts. Oh, here we go. Okay, let's see. Yeah, they're all hunters. They're so handsome. Also, like, am I wrong? That's like really, I want to say like appearancist, but that's clearly not a fucking word. And even high, I know this. But it's like, what would it be? Looks-based bias would be... I don't know. Hopefully you don't have a stupidity-based bias because my brain is not fucking working right now. Don't look down on people just because they're not fucking beautiful. Not everybody was born beautiful. Look at the traits that people have that they had to actually work to acquire, the things that set them apart that way, not the things they were born with. That's how you can really see the traits that someone has. You know? What have they fostered in themselves? got too deep. Okay, let's continue. Now the king had a lion, so it just comes out of nowhere, and nothing could be kept from him. How? Like, physically, because he's not on a leash or something, you just pounce on it? Or, like, he's just a total fucking gossip and he hears everything. I much prefer that one. The lion knew all the secrets of the court. Oh my god, it is! It's a gossip drama lion! It's drama lion! Oh my god! The king has a drama lion. I love this so much. Oh my god, the king has a gossipy drama lion who knows all the secrets. I don't care that it's probably not a big gossip, but I love it. I love that it's just this gossipy lion that just fucking eavesdrops everywhere and goes, oh my god, you would not fucking believe what I heard. My god. I love this so much. So much more than I should. It deserves a better title than The King with the Lion. Like, come on. One evening, the lion said to the king, you believe you've employed 12 hunters, but they're actually 12 young women. The king refused to believe him. What an idiot. We all know the fucking lion hears everything. But the lion added, have peas spread out in your anteroom one time. Men have a heavy step, and if they walk over the peas, none of the peas will move. But women, they skip and shuffle, and the peas roll beneath their feet. What weird-ass gender stereotype is that shit? Okay. I'm guessing they're hard peas. I was picturing cooked peas and thinking, how do they not crush under their feet? Or, like, what is happening? Who isn't smashing these peas? How does being a man mean the peas won't be smashed? Like, so dumb. Okay, anyway, so peas. That's the plan. The king liked this plan. Of course he did. Low IQ. But one of the king's servants loved the hunters and had overheard all this. So he ran to the young women and said, the lion thinks that you're women and wants to have peas spread out in the anteroom to test you. He's a white knight, I bet. I bet he was a white knight. Consequently, the princess ordered her 11 young ladies to use all their might and step firmly on the peas. All their might? These bitches never hear of squats. All their might? To squish a pea. All their... low iron, is it? Like, gout? What is it? Is it the inbreeding that's weakened your muscles? You have, like, little baby chicken wing legs? Like, how is that all your might? Come on, please. I haven't eaten for days, but let's try to step on the peas. Like, what the hell? How can you not do this? What's wrong with you? You need to see a doctor if it takes all your might to crush a pea and you're a grown-ass woman. And there's 11 of you. 11 of you? It takes all your might for 11 of you to crush a pea? Did she ask for the 11 weakest women in the kingdom? Bring me your 11 sickest women? Can you have women that you wheel them in from hospice? I don't care if they've got an oxygen tank, strap a fucking wig on her, she's good to go. What the fuck? You need all your might? You know what you should have wished for? You should have wished for some better health care, princess. This shit's not normal. Use all your might to crush. They're not, you know, it doesn't, there's no happily ever after. Happily ever for the next 9 months before she dies from her terminal cancer. She's clear. There's something wrong with her. Okay, maybe these peas are made of steel. Or the women are just terribly sick from all the inbreeding. Okay. It's inbreeding with all the royals. It's not my sick thoughts. It's reality, and that's the sad part. I mean, look it up, honestly. I mean, until royalty got their shit together and kind of disbanded the whole you only have to bang each other thing, there was a lot of fucked up diseases they used to get. Like, holy shit, man. There's a reason you're supposed to be disgusted by your loved ones like that. Not disgusted, like, in a familial, like, friendly way, but, like, you know, a sexual way. You know, there's a reason you go, thinking about it. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was it about? The white knight came and totally fucking narked. Okay. Smash them. smash them. So stupid. It's so stupid with all your might. When it turned morning and the peas were all spread out, peas, ladies, please do it. The king summoned the 12 hunters, but they had such a firm and strong gait that not one single pea moved. Wow, they summoned all their might. And they somehow managed to not budge the peas. Wow, they're so late. Girl power! We didn't budge a pea, ladies. Come on. Set your bar higher for achievement. I don't need to be pandered to, okay? Can you please make my achievements actual achievements, not just here's your participant trophy? And oh, because vagina, your participant award suddenly morphed into a first prize. Everybody clap for the girl with the vagina. Like, no thanks. All right. I want to have accomplishments outside of vagina, because, you know. Although, I gotta say, that's a pretty sweet accomplishment. Yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, it is. So sweet. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying it's not the best part. By far. Because my ass... I'm joking. Okay. I'm not gonna cut that out, should I? Maybe. No? Maybe. Yes? I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. We'll find out. Where the hell am I? I get so lost. So high. Right. So not a single pea moved because they summoned up the power of Tampax and they didn't move a single pea? Amazing. I can even ride a bike. I can even stomp those peas. Nothing can stop me with Tampax Ultra Strong. Look, I found my new career. I can be an advertising lady. Peas ain't got nothing on me. And then you could, like, do a dual ag pain, like a collab with, like, some kind of pea brand. I don't like peas. I think they're kind of gross. But, you know, fucking come together. You know, you can have, like... And then, if you had a sister brand that did incontinence pads for old women who couldn't hold their pee, then that would totally tie in with peas. Like, the woman would be like, oh, no, I've got peas in my panties. And then it would just be, like, peas. I'm so horrified for having said that. I need to finish this goddamn story before I lose any more respect for myself, like I had any to begin with. That evening, the king reproached the lion and accused him of lying, because the king's dumb as hell and believes anything. In response, the lion said, "They covered up who they really are. Now, just have 12 spinning wheels set up in the anteroom, and they'll show how pleased they are." "Really? Really, lion? With the sexist-ass motherfucking stereotypes? Let's hear that again. Just have 12 spinning wheels set up in the anteroom, and they'll show you how pleased they are. No man would ever do that." Wow. Okay, so that's so many fucked up gender norms in one. Hey, guess what, guys? It's okay if you like to sew and you like fashion. It doesn't make you any less of a fucking man. And conversely, just because you're a woman doesn't mean that you like sewing and fashion. And to think just because women were forced into that role, whether or not they liked it, does not mean it is feminine to necessarily want to do that and that no woman can resist it. And holy shit, for being a gossipy lion, you think he would know more about human nature. Is he only listening to people that at the, like, we love fucking spinning wheel club and they're all women, and so he's like, that's what women are like? Because no. That's really kind of gross, but okay, whatever. I'm letting it go. Away like a kite in the fucking breeze. I don't have time to rant about this anymore. I'm said I'm gonna be done with this fucking story, and I am. But the sex is bullshit. The king followed the lion's advice because low IQ once more and had the spinning wheels set up in the room for his sexist trope fucking stereotype. I'd be like, why do you have like 12 fucking sewing machines? How much sewing do you do? Like, that's the weirdest shit ever. Honestly. If, like, one of them, you think one fucking spinning wheel or whatever would be enough, right? Because if they were women and they loved fucking spinning wheels, then just one would be enough for them to crowd around and be like, ooh, a spinning wheel. Oh, I wish I could do my wifely duties right now. Too bad I'm pretending to be a boy and no one with a penis likes sewing. Like, it's weird, right? But at least it would be kind of normal, because it seems normal to have a spinning wheel if you're, like, sewing, just having, like, you know, sewing machine in your room isn't weird. Having 12 of them? One for each of you out of nowhere. And it's not supposed to be a trap, like an obvious trap. That's a terrible idea. It is clearly a trap. You would not have 12 of them there for no reason. It makes no sense. Why else would they be there? There's no reason to have 12. So even if it was something that I really liked and I'm dressing like someone who doesn't like a thing I like, first of all, if I see 12 of them out of nowhere for me and my 11 doppelgangers dressing up as men for some reason, this is very weird, I realize. I don't think I'd fall for it because there's fucking 12 of them and you made your trap so fucking obvious. Could might as well be a sign, like, please gawk at these ladies. They put glitter on them too. They fucking vajazzled them. yep. However, the servant revealed to the hunters. I like that the servant has to tell them not to gawk at the spinning wheels, because of course they were going to, because vagina. Like, honestly, if I don't start sewing, my vagina will not shut up about it. She's just queefing all day long. Like, stop, girl. No one wants to hear it. That's right, I said it, and you heard it too, and now you have to live with that. However, the servant revealed to the hunters what was happening, so the princess ordered the young ladies once more not to look at the spinning wheels at all. Even though it at least makes sense to point out the fact that no one should have 12 in one room, and they're all the same, they're not even different kinds, so you're not just collecting different ones, so why do you have 12 of them? This is clearly a trap. If I look at them, looking at the fact... maybe the trap is the fact that, like, oh, a woman would gawk at them. No man would gawk. I would think anybody would gawk at 12 of the same one in one room for no reason. That makes sense to me. Just to look at to be like, that's fucking weird. Like, imagine walking down a street and there's 12 of the same fucking car. Nothing but 12 of the same car. Identical. You'd stare. Right? It's fucking weird. It's weird. So, this guy played himself. He's retarded. Stupid. Ugh. Don't like this guy. But thankfully, they were able to resist their feminine urge to stare at these beautiful objects of their slavery. And they managed to just shun. So, you know, it's amazing. I'm so impressed. Go girl power. So that's what they did. And the king refused to believe the lion anymore. He became more and more fond of the hunters, and when he went out hunting, they had to go along with him. One time, when they were out in the forest, news arrived that the prince's bride was coming and that she would soon be there. When the prince's real bride heard this, she fainted. The king thought that something had happened to his dear hunter. He ran over and wanted to help him. As he took off his glove, he noticed that she was wearing the ring. This is like some weird sick bait and switch again. What the fuck? Please do not tell me that he is going to abandon the first wife because now he realizes the hunter is his true bride and those two live happily ever after and the wife either dies or is never mentioned again. And it's just like, oh, happy day. And you're like, why didn't you just reveal that it was you the whole time? Why did you put on this whole ploy? And they just won't tell us. It'll just be bullshit because she had just said something in the first place, the whole story wouldn't have happened. But let's see if I'm wrong or right. Let's see. She was wearing the ring that he had given to his first bride, and moreover, when he saw the picture that she was carrying in her necklace, he recognized her and immediately notified the other bride to return to her realm. Because he already had a wife, and when one recovers an old key, one doesn't need a new one. Really? A relationship with a person is like a disposable fucking key? Oh, that's a fucked up mentality to have. Soon after, the wedding was celebrated, and it was clear that the lion had not lied, and he once again found favor in the king's eyes. Well, that was easy. And how quickly did he lose it again? Because, like, he probably asked the lion what his lucky numbers are, and the lion would be like, that's not, there's no such thing as that, king. And the king would be like, you're wrong. My fortune cookie said 13, 49, 7, 52, and 63. Ah, you're in the dungeon. That's what the king would do. Because the king's like huffing glue for fun. Because that's why he has 12. Maybe he's, maybe the king was having a manic episode. And so that's why he bought 12 spinning wheels. And like the lion doesn't talk. The king's just like crazy as fuck. And so like, he's imagining this lion talking to him, but in real life, he's just talking to himself, and, like, this poor lion is just, like, on a chain, like, wants to die. It's not meant to be kept inside. It's a fucking lion. Like, it doesn't talk. And he's just sitting there, like, there's only one girl, and she's dressed up as a man to try to avoid detection, because this guy's crazy and obsessed with her, but she can't escape the realm, or they'll find her, so she's pretending to be this guy the whole time. But he's seeing, like, 12 of her. And so he buys these 12 spinning. She's like, what the fuck is this? She's like, don't look at it. Don't look at it, you know? I think that's what's really going on. What a poignant tale of insanity. I hope you guys enjoy it. And speaking of insanity, how about this fucking Drunk and Dangerous? Now, did you enjoy it? Because I fucking enjoyed the hell out of it, too. I'm having a great time. COVID might suck, but at least I can have fun in here. And I hope you guys had just as much as a good time. Blah, blah, blah. I swear to God, I can end this on like that last fucking story. And hopefully I will see you here again next week for the next one. All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.